Terrific. Well, welcome back. Girish has handed me the reins for the introduction to this particular video, Channel 9 video, on the Analytics Accelerator. So we're going to take you through the structure of it, what's going to be delivered, and why it's compelling for our customers and partners.
Fantastic. Hand me the keyboard, right?
So, Girish, control is yours.
Okay, all right. So what are we looking at?
So what we've got here, in response to a lot of demand from our field, from our customers and partners, we wanted to deliver dashboards. So, you know, CRM or the Analytics Accelerator is really an enriched sort of BI footprint, if you will, for CRM 4.0. So we've delivered a number of dashboards, we've delivered a whole swathe of other BI elements, so utilizing SQL Server analysis services, predictive analytics, we've got some OLAP cubes that we're delivering as part of the accelerator, and then we've also looked to leverage some of the other fantastic BI technology pieces available from Microsoft. So things like Performance Point Server, so releasing scorecards that work with that particular product.
Cool. This one looks really stunning, isn't it?
It's great eye candy, but from a sales manager's perspective, this is absolutely phenomenal and helps them drive and manage the business. So in this particular dashboard, we've got information around our sales pipeline, our sales performance in terms of number of deals won this year versus last year. At a glance, I can see what our top 10 deals are for the current year. I can see what my top 10 salespeople are within the organization. So there's a lot of great information that at a summary level, I can see how we're performing from a sales perspective.
So fantastic. So we covered a lot of technical terms there. You know, analysis service, this is something that ships with SQL Server.
Mm-hmm.
So if a customer is running CRM,
yep,
they are most likely, they have to be running SQL.
Absolutely.
And then they can install analysis services free of charge.
Yep.
And then...
And I think the key element there is that if we look at some of our competitors in the CRM marketplace, they either deploy BI through third-party products. So the customer has to make an additional investment. With our offering, you need to run on our solution on SQL Server, but you get all of this capability as part of that investment. So really what we were aiming to do with this was really show how you can unlock the tremendous value that you've already got and delivering all of these great production-ready samples, if you will, along sales, service, operations, and really making sense of that information that you've got sitting in CRM.
Awesome. So I can already do reports using SQL reporting services, so end users can create roll-ups and
yep,
charts and things like that.
Yep.
But with this, I can, take it one step further, sort of create like a data mining model or
yep,
a cube or anything to do like really advanced
yep,
data processing.
So actually what you're looking at here with this dashboard report, it's in fact a SQL Server reporting services report.
Oh.
So and we did this, we built these in this fashion for a few reasons. One is we also recognized that we wanted something very simple to deploy. So Dynamics CRM already has some great capabilities in terms of building simple reports and the ability to upload SQL Server reports directly into it with a minimum of fuss. So we wanted to deliver those so that whether or not you're brand new to CRM and SQL or whether you're an expert, you've got a great starting point with some real value that you can just drop in and be running with within minutes. But we also recognize that along the BI maturity model, we've got a lot of customers and partners who've invested a lot of time and effort in products such as Performance Point and really getting in depth with analysis services. So that's why we've also delivered the scorecards to help those partners and customers leverage that value as well. So it doesn't matter what your BI experience or skill set is, there's a great deal of capability within this accelerator to deliver value wherever you need it.
Fantastic. So what does it take to install? Is this something that developers can install, or is this something that, you know, requires a bit of SQL skills in order to get going?
The actual reports that that you're looking at here, realistically, anyone who knows how to upload a report into CRM, which is literally new report, specify a file name, and you're done, you're ready to go. So anyone can deploy those. Obviously, if you then want to take these and change them, or, you know, massage them, change the formatting, or perhaps introduce new content, then obviously you need to know how to go and build SQL Server reporting services.
Fantastic.
Reports.
But you are going to ship, you know, the stuff that we are looking at and some of the basic dashboards and, you know, cubes, you're going to ship out of the box.
Absolutely.
People can just, you know, ready to go on the get-go.
Yeah. Cool. So if we actually, there's a couple of other examples in terms of, you know, what we're looking to ship here. So this is a further sort of drill down area here as far as number of deals won this year versus last year. And then the ability to drill in and do some real analysis in terms of our sales opportunities and pipeline. So I can look at things from what stage they are in the sales cycle, what fiscal period, whether that's a month, a quarter, or a year, drilling down into individual sales representatives. So it gives me the ability to start at a very summary level, but then drill into a very detailed level very quickly. So, you know, the key message here is that, yeah, absolutely, there's a simple starting point, but then, you know, we can go as and we give you examples on much more complex stuff around performance point and analysis services. And that really, when you start to fully leverage the BI spectrum that Microsoft provides, there's some really tremendous value. So we can use predictive analytics, and we've got examples within the accelerator that show, okay, based on past performance or past data patterns, we can start to gauge whether or not a particular lead or opportunity favors a win or a loss, based on what competitors we're up against. You know, all of this stuff that analysis services provides you out of the box, we're leveraging that, but delivering it in a very focused CRM specific way.
Fantastic. So you're delivering it for the application, but I can take the same logic, take the same form of, you know, cubes and things like that, and apply for a completely different model if I have, you know, customized my CRM for a different purpose.
Yep.
But I have, you know, I do have something that I can start and work with right away, and I have a reference example that, you know, I don't have to, you know, figure out how hard it is to, you know, just put this thing together.
Absolutely. And you know, when all said and done, it's a case on, you know, and this is the whole theme behind the full accelerator program, right? It's for those that need this immediate value, it delivers in that regard. For those that need it as almost a tutorial on how I can get to the next level in terms of expertise or knowledge around how to approach certain things, it gives us that. And then for those that are at the advanced level, it gives something that I can take and very rapidly tailor into much more specific and valuable things for my customers or for my own organization. So, you know, it's a terrific opportunity. I think the last screenshot that we wanted to go through, and I think this is a pretty important point on this one, Girish, is that the sales pipeline or the funnel that you're looking at here, this is showcasing some of the, and in terms of the reporting side of things, we're delivering both SQL 2005 and SQL 2008 versions of things.
That was what I was going to ask. This looks like, you know, Dundas from SQL 2008.
Absolutely, and that's what you're looking at here. So
awesome.
We wanted to make sure that, you know, if you've made that that transition to SQL 2008, and for those that have and are working with the visualization controls within reporting services, you'll start to see that, you know, it really means that information or data is turned into information. It leaps out at the page and it actually means something to me very, very quickly. So we wanted to make sure that we showcase how you can leverage that stuff now, because obviously CRM4 is supported and will work quite happily on SQL 2008. So for those customers that have made that investment, we wanted to make sure that those opportunities are there for them.
fantastic. I mean, this looks really fabulous and stunning. I'm sorry, folks, for doing this on PowerPoint, but, you know, my little machine is out of capacity. But, you know, this stuff really works, and this stuff really is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, so from that perspective, that in conjunction with the OLAP cubes, that in conjunction with, we've got some sample ASP.NET applications that do the predictive analytics and data mining and those sorts of things. You know, we think this is a pretty compelling accelerator. And if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I would anticipate that this is going to be in the top, certainly in the top two download counts as far as the accelerators is concerned. So the demand on for this accelerator is stemmed back for a good 10 to 12 months now, and you know, people are waiting for this release with bated breath.
Wow, so you're going to get a standing ovation when you saw this.
So it's what makes my job a lot of fun when we get standing ovation for stuff like this. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting this launched within the next few weeks.
Awesome. So anything else you want to say? Because I think this is probably the last one that we're looking at for today. Anything else that you want to shout out and, you know, tell the developers?
So from a development standpoint, guys, you know, everything that we've sort of covered in these videos, there's a tremendous wealth of information, practical templates and advice and guidance on how you can really turn CRM into a phenomenal solution platform. So I encourage you to, when we post these up onto our MSDN Dev Center, really get stuck into them, download them. There'll be places where you can send us your feedback, and we're going to be establishing communities so that you can collaborate with colleagues and partners on how you can take these and build them out further. So we hope that you guys are as excited about the initiative as we are to bring that to you. And I'd like to thank Girish for giving us the opportunity to come on and talk to him.
Thanks a lot, Rupen. Really
Fantastic.
Appreciate it, man. It's been my pleasure.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much.